Blog Talk Radio.
All right, peace. You're tuned in and connected to Seeking Empowerment, the show that seeks to give you the power to change. I'm your host, Eric Kimmer, and joining me to my left is the great and powerful Dia. How you doing tonight, Dia?
I am confused and great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Why are you confused?
I'm sorry, I was expecting like an intro song or something. I was expecting like 20 seconds of music or something.
No intro song. See, that's what happened. No, we went straight into it. So she's confused. While she's sorting herself out, I just want to let everyone know, if you'd like to be a part of tonight's show, you're welcome to call in. The call-in number is 917-889-2823. Again, that number is 917-889-2823. You can also join the Empowering Chat in the chat room. It's open and active, so make your comments, be a part of tonight's conversation. You're also just being here. Thank you for just being here and tuning in. Here we go, Dia. I'm going to light my incense, lower my light and get my mind right. All right? So tonight we're talking about empowerment and empowering yourself and dealing with understanding who you are and where you are in your phase and chapter of life. So we're going to get into that and talk about it. I guess we could start out by, where can we start? We can talk about the strengths and weaknesses, and then kind of what I wrote in the narrative, just talking about everyone having strengths and weaknesses, but what does it mean to be empowered? And for me, a lot of it is just learning how to be accountable to yourself and looking at the good and the bad within yourself. And taking all of that information and just saying, this is who I am. And you understand that there's parts of you that can change, that will change over a period of time, but you are able to own up to who you are. So, and a lot of times our strengths, we pride ourselves on our strengths, and a lot of times we're ashamed of our weaknesses. We don't want people to see us in that stage or call us out. And often people will take that side of us, that weakness, and use it or hold it over our heads. And we tend to not want that to be the case. So what about you, Dia? What would you say about having at least the starting point of understanding how empowerment works?
I would say the starting point, you know, since this is not obviously the first show, but it's the revamp of the show, I would say the starting point of seeking empowerment is to first know exactly who you are. Know what it is what you like, know what it is what you don't like, know what it is what other people don't like about you, and then deciding whether you like that about yourself or not. So the first part as far as seeking empowerment that I would say is knowing you, knowing yourself, knowing your likes, your dislikes, knowing what it is about you that other people don't like that you do like, knowing what other people don't like about you that you don't like and that you're willing to change, and knowing, and that's one of the main goals, is knowing that you're willing to be flexible on and knowing what you're not willing to be flexible about. That's one of the main components as far as the seeking empowerment, because there's always going to be somebody, I don't care who you are, there's always going to be somebody who does not like what you do. So first you have to understand what you like about yourself and what you don't like about yourself before you interact with other people. And then once you interact with other people, there's going to be that conflict of what they don't like and what they do like. And you have to know yourself first to know what you're willing to compromise on and what you are not willing to compromise on.
Yeah, I think one of the hardest things is learning how to compromise and looking at where you are in life. Some people grow into that phase. For me, it was just growing into the phase of compromise because it was easier to be kind of, stand fast on my beliefs and not really taking into consideration the approach of other people, you know. Not to say that I had to be right, but it was just that if you couldn't prove me wrong, then yeah, obviously I'm right. But at the same point, but you have to learn that sometimes you have to let people meet you at certain points and compromise in order to make them feel comfortable in those areas without making them shut down and shut off and feeling as though they can feel empowered in the conversation to express themselves. That's for me, that's been one of the things that I've had to work on.
That's true. For me, it's not about being right or wrong. It's about what I can use and what I can grow and learn from. So it's not about being right from wrong. It's just about what is it that you're bringing to the table that I can use from. It's just like having a dinner. If you're having a dinner at a table, then, you know, having a potluck would be a better understanding. If you're having a potluck, everybody's bringing some type of dish to the table that somebody can eat from. So if I cannot eat from the dish that you're bringing to the table, then it's pointless. And if you cannot eat from the dish that I'm bringing to the table, that's pointless. That's not saying that I cannot learn from whatever you're bringing, because, of course, I can always learn something or some level from what you're bringing to the table. But if I cannot learn anything from it, then it's pointless. And if you can't learn anything from me, then it's pointless. So for me, it's all about learning something that I can use in my everyday life, not something I can use philosophically, because to me that's pointless. Because it's philosophical when it stays in the air, it stays in a bubble over there. And when I want to be spiritual, I can go in that little bubble. But otherwise, in my everyday life, I can't use it. That, to me, that's pointless. It has to be something that I can use in my everyday life that's practical, that's almost common sense. And when I say common sense, even for me, it'd be something that I missed. But it must be common sense that, or something that I can apply that makes it common sense in my everyday life, for me to be able to use it, that empowers me, that lets me know that I'm going in the right direction. Now, that's the right direction for me, I should say, because everybody's direction is not the same direction. So it has to be the right direction for me, just like it should be the right direction for you, something I can learn from. That's how I look at it.
Oh, she said that with authority, too. That's how I look at it. Okay. But you're right. You have to be able to look at things from your perspective and then understand where everyone else is coming from when they're talking, when they're saying certain things to you. It does make a difference when you are trying to establish, you know, yourself in certain areas. Because a lot of times I've encountered people who are they're shy, they're quiet, they are also, you know, they're afraid of letting their voice be heard. So, you know, but they want their voice to be heard. They want to be recognized to some degree, you know, and not be discounted. Like a lot of times we get into certain groups and, you know, the dynamics of a group and people start talking. And then once you get into the group, you see the people who are more vocal and more, you know, who want to get certain things out. They'll tend to drown out the ones who are just sitting back. And you have some people who will sit back and not say anything. So, you know, and then at the end of it, they'll say something to the effect of, well, I wanted to share my comments and this and that. And everyone's looking at them and saying, well, why not? Why didn't you say anything? And then to the other side of that, you have people who are just looking, you know, not just looking at they don't see their strengths and weaknesses, or they don't see their strengths. They focus more on their weaknesses, and that's the whole thing. They see that, and they fear that everyone else sees their weaknesses, so therefore that's what they move within. So how do we start the process? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I believe that your weakness and strength is one and the same. It just depends on which side of the telescope or which side of the binoculars or binoculars actually is a better word for it. Which side of binoculars are you looking from? If you're looking from the smaller end, if you look from the bigger end of the binoculars, which means the smaller end is what you're getting, then you see there's a weakness. But if you're looking from the smaller end of the binoculars out through the bigger end, then you're seeing it as a strength. So So, you know, weakness to me, weakness and strength to me is one of the same. So, for example, if you're looking at it through spiritual eyes and you're seeing it as, let's say if you're looking at it through religious eyes, well, if you're looking at it from the bigger binoculars into the smaller binoculars, then all you're getting is one side of the religious scope, meaning one side of religious beliefs. So you, all you see is the weakness of that religious belief. But if you're looking at it from the smaller side of binoculars and you're just seeing, and you're seeing it from the eyes of that religious belief, but it's expanded upon because you're seeing, you know, you're looking through the, from the smaller side to the bigger end of those binoculars and you're seeing, you know, the bigger picture. It's just, it now becomes from a weakness to a strength. So to me, it all depends on which side of the binoculars or which angle or which, literature you're seeing it from, whether it's a weakness or a strength to you. And I'll always say, I don't care what religion that you're in. I really don't. I don't care what religion that you're in. Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Islam, Wicca, whatever it is, everything in between and everything outside of it. Before you go on to the next one, I always say study what it is that you grew up in and study what it is that you're currently in. And from doing that, you'll have a foundation and you'll have a strength to grow upon, and you'll realize as you study, learn, and grow, all of it says the same exact thing. All of it does. All of it truly does says the same exact thing, but you have to study it from where you're comfortable from first to understand it. If you don't, you'll study it from another angle, which is not necessarily wrong, but when you still hold a grudge from the angle that you came from, then you'll never truly understand the bigger picture because there'll always be some type of angle that you'll have cast a light upon in a wrong light, or some type of angle that you'll say, oh, no, I'm not dealing with that, and you'll miss the bigger picture. But if you study it from the angle that you're already currently in, you'll see that all of it actually says the same exact thing. So I'm going to cut it right there for a second because I think I'm going on a tangent. Okay.
Go ahead, go on the tangent. Let's see how far you get. what was I going to say? Well, I know for a lot of this, we're kind of saying some of the same things. And I would encourage people, this is our show, encourage you to call in. Press 1-917-889-2823. Again, that number is 917-889-2823. And I want to welcome people in the chat room. Someone commented that Ori is just long-winded. But I'm not going to call any names.
You know what, baby? Screw you. You know darn well I'm long-winded, and I'm going to stay long-winded. Screw you, baby. Press one. How about that?
But I know one of the things that we're talking about tonight is even with empowering is learning to do it yourself. And that, you know, a lot of times people look outward for that strength. They don't realize that a lot of times what you're doing is it's almost like trying to fill a void, you know, cover a gaping wound with a Band-Aid, because you're looking for outside forces where somebody can make you happy, someone can make you feel better. And while that is good, most times it will only be temporary if you're not finding ways to empower yourself. You can be involved in certain things and learn how to do things that make you feel good. You can find a better relationship with yourself, find different things and qualities that better accentuate, better, you know, just make your life better in general. But if you're not looking to make yourself better, and a lot of times the first step is sometimes changing your surrounding, being around a different environment, a different mindset, adopting, you know, sometimes when you seek to do different things, especially in self-empowerment, a lot of times the people that are near you or around you that had that old mindset will fall off or give you they give you grief because you're trying to move on to a different mindset. And they want to know what's wrong with you, that something's obviously wrong with you. And a lot of times it's just knowing when to move on. You were saying something?
No, I would say exactly like Bebe saying that I'm long-winded. You know, it might be time for me to move on and leave her behind in the dust. But you're exactly right. You know, when the whole show is about seeking empowerment, and in seeking empowerment, the first thing you have to do is know yourself. No, I'm gonna kick your ass. But the first thing you have to do is.
Are you mad or not?
No, I'm not mad at all, baby. Press one. You mad or no? Press one. Are you mad or no? But the first thing you have to do is know yourself, honestly. And all jokes aside, you really do have to know yourself before you can know somebody else. And a lot of times we are told, more than a lot of times, we are told to, you know, work on somebody else and do something for somebody else and be that person, be that light worker who's always assisting somebody else. But in doing that, we never get to learn ourselves. So you have to learn yourself first. Know yourself first. I don't need no damn coffee. Screw you. You have to know yourself. Yeah, I can see very clearly. Thank you very much.
Focus.
But you
focus.
Have to, you have to. Huh? What?
Focus. Come on.
I'm focused very well. I can multitask, thank you very much. I know myself. And as I was saying, you have to know yourself. Like I was saying, you have to know what it is that you're for, what it is that you're against, what it is you want to stand for, what it is you just don't care about. And I think one of the traps that we get caught up into is the trap area that we don't care about. Because we don't ever want somebody to think that we just don't give a damn, that we're just that rude. But there's some things that in our lives we just don't care about, and that's the truth. And we have to be willing to know ourselves and know that that area that we don't care about, that's not what we should be giving energy to, because that's not the gift that we was given. The things that we do not care about is not the gift that you was given. And it's okay to say, I don't care. It's okay to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
That's not the gift that you was given. That's not the area that you was given to say when you came into this life, okay, this is the area I should focus on. So, you know, we have to first know ourselves. And one of the things to know ourselves is, one is, you know, obviously there's the things that can easily tell us, like astrology, because, of course, I give astrology readings. Astrology readings can tell you exactly what is the energy that you came here for and what you came here to do. There's also spiritual channelings, which is also what I do, the spiritual readings, which both of us do. Yes, I'm putting Eric on the spot because both of us can do a spiritual reading for you to find out what it is you do not like. Other than that, you know, it's just certain things that you already know what it is you do and you do not like. And the things you do not like is the things that you're not meant to care about, because it's not the things that you're meant to give the energy to. But again, as far as seeking empowerment, you have to know that. You have to be okay with saying, you know what, I don't care about that. And when someone says, well, you should, no, you should be okay. You should care about that. But my energy did not come here to care about that particular issue, because my energy said, this is the issue I need to give my energy to, because that's what I came here to do. I didn't come here to focus on homelessness. I came here to focus on the protection of children and how child welfare should be. I didn't come here to care about, you know, jewelry or fashion. I care more about politics. And it's okay to focus on one thing and not the other. But the world makes it seem like it's a focus on everything that's an issue, as opposed to the thing that you were born to focus on. And if you don't know what you're supposed to focus on, I'm going to say it again, you can always get an astrology reading from me, a channeling from me, or a spiritual reading from me or Eric, because he's actually very good at it, even though he tries to play humble. And I'm going to get in his ass about that humble bullshit, but he tries to play humble. We both can do readings on that and figure out what it is, or see what it is that you're meant to do, and it'll show you, so you don't have to feel like you're tugging at both ends, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have a caller. You attract the caller. And we're going to... bring your sister in, maybe it's Sybil Gaia, if I said it right, calling out of St. Louis.
Yes.
Sybil, you're on the air. How are you?
I am grateful, humble, peaceful, spiritual.
Oh, all of the above. Good job. I like that.
Peace, love, and blessings. Peace, love, and blessings to everybody there.
Same to you, my love. Same to you.
I believe there's one person that knows me.
Say that again?
I believe there's one person there that knows of me.
Who is that?
I don't know if I can say her name right, Daya.
Yeah, what's your name again?
Sybil Gaia.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm so happy you called in. All I heard Sybil at first, so yes, yes, Miss Gaia, I must say she is my elder, and I am very happy to have her call in. Thank you for calling in. Oh, I'm so blessed.
You are so welcome, and I just wanted to share just a little something about myself, and I'm hoping that for whoever who's listening, you know, can just peep, you know, who I am and what I'm about, and how I would like to help empower anyone as well as myself. And I wanted to chime in on something somebody was saying, you know, about liking things, you know, liking, not liking or liking. Now, I'm one of those kind of little energy perks that love and like everything. And it's hard for me to do that because I would have to be more than one person. So the thing is that I would like to just say that for people, women in general, need to be able to stand up, talk up, live in the moment, live for yourself, love yourself. And with that, you know, it's really hard still to do that, you know. I'm pretty much, you know, like a spiritual healer at home. And I do it for free. I don't charge anyone. I talk to anyone and anybody that thinks they need some advice or help. If I'm not doing that, I'm outside taking care of some birds that may have fallen up on bad ways.
Okay.
You know, I just, it's when you talk about likes, you know, it's sometimes you're not even, you don't have a choice a lot of times in what you may like, because sometimes you'll like something that you didn't know you didn't like.
Very true.
So, I just really wanted to share, you know, that empowering comes in so many ways.
It does. It does. I do have one question because I haven't had a chance to get this from you. Are you still growing your sage? Because I would love to have a sage bundle from you.
Oh, yes, I am. The thing is, I have some here that I grew during the summer. So if you would like, I would more than welcome to send you some.
I would love to have a sage bundle from you. So you know I'm going to inbox you my address. I would love to have a sage bundle from you, and then we can, of course, talk about whatever it is that you would like for me or want for me that I can give you that was an equal amount or greater, you know, greater or more of the sage bundle that you'll be sending me, so that it's always equal exchange, because I'm all about energy exchange.
That would be wonderful. And I also want to let you know that when I make my sage sticks, my husband always wants to help me, right? And I always tell him, no, you can't touch that because that's some female energy. You know? So you can't touch it, you know? So, you know, not saying that, you know, I don't want the males to chime in on that, you know, but that's my own energy that I put into that. So he understands now, but at first he was like, what do you mean? But I would be more than happy to send you that. And for anyone else that's interested in it, they can get in touch with me at on Facebook. Sybil Gaia is my name. Or they can get in touch with me at goddessgaia23@yahoo.com.
Hmm. All right, all right. And for those who missed it, you can get in touch with her again at Sybil Gaia or GaiaGaius@yahoo.com. And if you still missed it, you can get in touch with me at OreoOasis@gmail.com or find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/OreoOasis. And I will give you her information because for those who don't know, Mrs. Gaia, I met her on another show that I was doing that was, the name slipped my mind. But I remember
the show because it was about looking in the mirror.
Yeah, it was different. It was kind of it was a different show name, but it was the same show about looking in the mirror and looking at yourself and being accountable for yourself. And she called in, and me and the other hostess fell totally in love with her. Since then, we have been Facebook friends and trying to keep in contact and everything. So, for those of you who don't know, if you want to get in touch with her, with her sage, and she grows other plants besides sage if she's wanted to. I don't know if you want to sell them, but she grows other plants besides sage. And, you know, sage is very good for clearing the air and also get into that meditative state. But she grows other herbs other than that. So she's wanting to sell them, you know, get in contact with me. If not, get in contact directly with her, and you'll be able to get those herbs. And I thank you so much. I'm actually blessed that you called in, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, and you are so welcome. And I do want to give my shays to the king that's helping you host this show.
Oh, thank you.
That's a very rare thing, you know.
You got him blushing. He don't know what to say.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's okay. I can feel and hear the smile.
Good. You caught me off guard there, but thank you. We really appreciate it.
Oh well, see, that's part of the empowerment. You know, is we have to make sure that our black men are very well noticed and welcome into our world.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, thank you again for calling, and we much appreciate it, and for the blessings as well. It's very much appreciated.
You are welcome, and I'm just going to sit here now and listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thank you, Gaia.
You're very welcome.
All right.
I'm not gonna lie. I am very. I don't like to use the word humble because humble means proud state. But I am very happy and very. I don't know. I'm gonna just use the word happy that Mama Gaia, and I'm gonna call you Mama Gaia. Mama Gaia called in because since I've met her, she's been nothing but. Even though we haven't been able to talk directly as much as either one of us would like to, she has been a very great ball of energy and a positive source of information for me to look at no matter what I'm going through. I can always go through her page. Even though I don't always say what I'm going through, I can always go to her page, her Facebook page, and there's always some positive energy there that I could pull from to help me go through what I go through. So thank you so much, Mama Gaia. I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Shut up, Eric.
She does not need Now, actually, I should have kept her on because what I was going to say was she actually
was
we were talking about it and the empowerment movement, but I also noticed that she was talking about she doesn't charge anybody for reading, and I was like, oh, see, but anyway, I'll leave that alone. Well, that's another time, another conversation. So we are. If you look at yourself, and I think we've covered learning how to empower yourself to a certain degree and moving forward and finding things. And a lot of times it's just basically finding those areas of your life, like I've said, looking at your strengths, but looking and also we talk about weaknesses, and Leah said, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses are one and the same. And a lot of times we don't understand that there's a natural balance. You know, for every good, there's a bad thing. You know, you have to be able to look at where you are within that certain area and to be, and like I said, not be embarrassed by things that you may consider to be a weakness. A lot of times, and I've noticed that people will hold that over your head, and as long as they feel as though they have that, they control you, or they feel as though they can control you, and you give them the to control you.
Exactly.
You allow that to be your, you know, if you allow it. A lot of times I've said to people, once you get into that situation where you realize that that's something you may not like about yourself, sometimes you just need to own it. Yeah, that's me. That's something I don't like, you know, yeah. And a lot of times it'll shut people down, and it'll keep them from having, you know, having that power, because they realize it's no longer something, you know, that they can control you with. You just have to be able to say, this is who I am, up and down, right or wrong. I'm not going to be ashamed so much that you can say something to me and it'll affect my whole day. And there are people that are out there just like that who come in, they will affect your entire day. They can control your entire day. They know that by saying certain things, you will, you know, basically you get pissed off, you don't want to function throughout the rest of the day, they know how to shut you down, make you go home, lock yourself in a room and just cry. So it really is learning how to see yourself in a light where you see everything and you're accountable for everything that you are and what you do, and not be in a point where you're trying to hide things or hope no one can see these things, because most times they can see those things about you. They just, you know, they either choose to say something or they don't choose to say anything. Just depending.
Exactly. And I would say it's more important, because, you know, everybody, when it comes to the good things they like about themselves, that's easy. You know, the good things I like about myself is that, you know, once I get attached to a person, I'm willing to go above and beyond to make sure they're happy and to make sure they have what they need, you know, and to make sure life flows smoothly for them, just as life goes smoothly for me. But the other thing, which is more empowering, is knowing what it is that others don't like about you, and knowing what you don't like about yourself, and knowing which is which. Because a lot of times we get confused about what others don't like about us, and we confuse that with what we don't like about ourselves. And I always use myself as an example for that. A lot of people do not like my anger, because I can go from zero to hell in 0.5 seconds, depending on the situation. And other people take that as, you know, you need to calm down, you need to do this, this, and this. But for me, my anger has always been the energy that's gotten things done when nothing else will do. So for me, it's something that I like, because I know myself. It's something that I have learned. I'm not going to say I've always been in control, because I have not. But over the years, when I learned that this is something that I'm not willing to let go, this is something that works for me, I learned to love it about myself, and I learned how to use it for me and not against me. But, you know, at times when using it for myself, other people may not like it because of how it comes off. So little things like that, you have to learn what it is about yourself that you like about yourself that other people will hate, other people will try to change. But if it's working for you and it's not causing bodily harm, physical harm, spiritual harm, I'm not going to necessarily say mental harm, because sometimes you have to do a little bit of mental harm, and I'm not saying, you know, call people out their names or be very abusive, but sometimes you have to rub elbows or rub mentalities or rub personalities with other people or them to see certain things or to get certain things done. So in saying that, you know, a lot of times you have to know what it is about you that you love about yourself that other people will not like. And that's a part of spiritual empowerment. That's a part of seeking empowerment, because it's very easy, you know, when it's things that you like about yourself that other people like about yourself too. But when it comes to things that you love about yourself, other people do not like, you know, that's where the issue comes in, and that's when you have to know yourself in order for yourself to grow. That's when you have to know yourself in order to understand where to separate yourself from other people in certain areas and know how far you can go with some people and how far you can't go with some people. And even those ones you can't go that far with, knowing when you cross their line that those people may not be there for you once you cross their line, but understand you cross that line for a reason. So, again, when it comes to seeking empowerment, it's not just about what you like that other people like. It's about which is more about, if anything, what you like about yourself that other people have an issue with because they don't know how to necessarily handle it based on what they like about themselves. Hopefully that makes sense to y'all.
Yeah, it does. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought just that quick. I lost my train of thought messing around with her. But I guess I can go back to what I'm looking at when I kind of wrote the description for the show, just reflecting on personal values and goals. And a lot of times, like you said, you want to be in a position where you can decide what's good for you and what's not good for you. And, you know, at the same time, you, at a certain age, I guess maybe, hopefully, most people will get at a point where they realize that life isn't, you know, you're not, even though you do things in a routine, everyday routine, that you can still change things within your life. You can, you know, you're always growing. You're always changing. Your body always changes. You go from young to old, but at the same time, you can also, you know, keep your mind sharp. You can keep your body, you know, in some level of physical fitness. You can do these things, you know, and it really determines on where you want to take it and where you want to go with this. A lot of people see, like, the downside of everything. And, you know, we tend to call them the pessimists. But when you're in a situation where things are just not always, you know, and I don't want to just keep focusing on the negative because there's so much more to this. But when you have these situations where people are focused on the negative and you find yourself and you're in power, you're trying to empower yourself, and you find yourself hanging around those individuals, you tend to maintain the same mentality. Sometimes you have to be able to let go of those types of individuals. Your level of empowerment really depends on where you want to go and where you want to take it. Some people don't know where to start and how to do it. And one of the things that I've suggested to people, sometimes you need to write down some things. Where do you see yourself? Where would you like to be? Where would you, and change it from where would you like to be to seeing yourself in that role and putting yourself in a positive position, because once you speak something, your brain is just this amazing thing where it automatically begins to open up avenues that will allow you to go through those changes in order to get to that stage or that level of where you're asking to be. It really depends on where you are mentally in order to deal with this. They are having a fun time in the chat room. If you're not in there, they have their own level of empowerment. They're empowering each other in so many ways, in so many levels. But anyway,
it's a good thing It's a good thing to write it down. But the main thing I want to focus on is because most people, it's easy to write down what you like. It's easy to write down what you want to do. But it's not so easy to write down what it is that you're doing that's not empowering you to do which is that you said you want to do. It's not so easy to write down the habits that you have that is causing you not to go forth in the energy or the vibration and which will bring you to what it is that you want. So, you know, when you're doing that, you can't be, I mean, you have to be real, not, you don't have to be negative, but you have to be realistic. while it's good to be optimistic, because obviously that'll keep you the energy that you want, you also have to be realistic. So you have to have the balance, so you know what energy is keeping you from which that you want. So, you know, again, I'll use me as an example. For me, my anger works for me because I've learned, and don't get me wrong, this is not, it did not, I did not learn it overnight. It took me years, but I've learned how to make my anger work for me. But for some people, you know, when they get angry, they get in a vibration where they don't know what to do. Their anger, they're full of anxiety, and it gets to the point where they just burst. And the burst is not conducive to what they want or who anybody wants, and it just, you know, they let out a lot of emotions that they've been holding back that they should let out a long time ago. So you have to know yourself. And I'm going to say it again. In seeking empowerment, the first step is to know yourself. And in knowing yourself, you have to know your positive and also your negative. And in knowing your positive and negative, you also have to know what it is that you consider positive that other people may consider negative. And when you look at that, look at how when that's really the big issue is when you consider something that's positive about yourself that everybody else considers negative, you have to pay attention to whether this thing that everybody else says is negative, is it working for you and working against everybody else, or is it not working for you and not working for everybody else? Because if it's working for you but working against everybody else, that just means that this particular area of your life or this particular emotion, they cannot see how it would benefit them, which is neither right or wrong, because deep down inside, I don't care what anybody say, everybody's selfish. Call it what you want. Deep down inside, everybody's for self. When it comes to it, everybody is going to be for self. That's just the nature of life. So, you know, when they say, you know, they don't like this, they don't like this based on how it affects their life. So you need to decide for yourself, even though it may affect their life in negative ways, affecting your life in a positive way. Okay. Now, if it's affecting your life in a positive way, is there a way that you can manipulate it so it can affect your life and those that you truly care about in a positive way as opposed to just positive for you and negative for them? That's truly knowing yourself. And then also deciding that for those people who do not like this particular thing about you and you do like it, should they even be in your life? You know, and a lot of times we cut people off for the wrong reasons. And I say that because when people come into your life and they show you things about yourself that rub you the wrong way, it's a mirror to show you another. They're nothing more than a mirror. They're showing you another aspect of your life that you need to pay attention to so you can decide whether you like it or not. Or if you don't like it, that's all. And if you do like it, keep it. If you don't like it, then change it. If you do like it and keep it, then decide whether this person who's showing you this mirror is worth having in your life. And if it is, look and see how that could work for you. You know, most people do not like my directness. Most people do not like my anger. But after they've been around me for a while, they realize it truly works. Because I'm direct and to the point. I ain't about to BS. I'm very quick with my mouth and what I say, and a lot of times in certain situations, it works for them rather than against them. So even though they may not like me being direct with them, when they're in a certain situation and I'm near them, it also works for them because I ask questions that they didn't think about. So, again, look at your habits and see. Don't look just at the habits that everybody loves and whatever. Say, oh, you're perfect at this, this, and that. Look at the habits that everybody don't like. And then see whether you like them or not and see how they work for you or if they work for you. And if they work for you, see how you can make them work for others. Because that's what it's all about. Know yourself.
Wow. Hear, hear. I hear you. Know yourself. And that really is essentially what it all boils down to, is knowing yourself and the willingness to acknowledge who you are and the things that are going on in your surroundings. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in wanting to critique other people as opposed to looking at where you are, who you are, and knowing who you are. It's easy to look at other people and talk about other people. It's hard to look at yourself and acknowledging it. And sometimes we put blinders on to some of the things that we see, or, you know, some of the habits that we have. And a lot of it can be an issue, because I've seen a lot of times people will get involved with other people, and you'll have three or four different people who don't know one another say the same thing about you, and they don't see that it's them. They see, it's all projected onto someone else and saying that it's their fault or it's their issue, not mine. And a lot of times we're just looking at how to deal with the simple things in life, how to get to a level of saying, this is who I am, this is where I'm supposed to be, this is, I'm happy with this, I'm fine with this. Well, a lot of times we're just, doing things on our own schedule and not really fully aware of what we're supposed to be doing as far as being accountable to ourselves. So they are
exhibit. I mean, no.
Use the big word. I'm not messing with you right now. I'm just not messing with you.
This show has went really, really fast. We only got probably about 15 minutes left. So, Eric, what can they expect in upcoming shows?
Let's see here. Well, there are a lot of things. I guess the premise of the show would be to find empowerment in any topic that we talk about. I think that moving into a new age, we are dealing with different mindsets. And I would encourage people to, I'm looking at talking about the metaphysical, dealing with different areas of spirituality, talking about astrology and numerology, things
right.
that we need to be focused on, and transitioning from one age to the next age, and how that will play, come into play with the things that are going on, things that we see in different areas. So just to talk about, and how we can find, dare I say the word illumination, some type of enlightenment in these areas, and just kind of breaking down some of the things in the images that we see. So that's my ideal path. Now, I don't know. Okay. What about you? What would you like to see?
For me, of course, as far as seeking empowerment, I would like to see people embrace themselves, which will also be, embracing the skin at the end, embracing the whatever religious path at the end. Because you know me, I don't believe in leaving whatever religion that you're in. I believe in studying it, going hard for it, going studying it to the core. And studying to the core, most people, if you choose to leave it, once you've studied it, you don't leave it with negative emotions. You'll still have a love for it and a better respect for it, and if you understand that particular religion or whatever it is, belief is not for you. So I would like to see that. I also, of course, would like to go into symbols, signs, astrology, numerology. I ain't going to be the one to do numerology, but signs, astrology, numerology, symbols, all this other stuff that people think is against them, which if you don't know the meaning, it can work against you. But if you know the meaning, it can absolutely work for you. Color therapy and anything else you can think of, I'm all for that. I'm all for everything that's empowering self. I'm always for self first. And anybody that knows me knows I'm for self first. I'm not about being humble. I'm all about being confident, loving the skin that you're in, understanding who you are and taking that to the next level and rocking it out, because that's what we came here for. We came here to experience this world. We came here to, if you believe in a God outside of yourself, you came and say, let that God have this experience through you. So give it the best that it can have. I'm all about that. So for me, for what we're going for in the next couple of episodes, is all about understanding what it is around you, understanding the symbols and signs around you, understand what it is that you've been told so that you can live life to the best ability that you possibly can and not be a victim and be a victor, basically.
All right. So everybody got that. We took notes. You know what to expect. Yeah. Maybe. Yes.
And my dog's growing me.
But anyway, yeah. So we're like you said, we're actually within the last 10 minutes of the show, and so we're going to start winding it down. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight, and thank Sister Sybil Gaia for calling in. And wait a minute, I don't even understand how is it that normally on a talk show, if they're giving stuff away, the host and co-host give out the gifts. You actually had someone call in, and you got a gift. How does that work?
I'm not even going to sound like I understood what the hell you just said. What'd you say?
I said, how is it that normally when someone calls in, they get a free gift? The person called in, you know, she called in and you got a gift. How does that work? How do you manage to do that?
Oh, see, that's because that was left over from my brain had left me before, but obviously it's probably waking up now for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I was doing the Gumbo Cafe. She had called in, that's how we originally met. And she was saying how she was growing sage and to contact her, but at the time because she only grows a certain amount of sage, she was, by the time I contacted her, because, you know, I'm a little bit slow on stuff, by the time I contacted her, she was out of the sage that she was growing. So on this show, you know, she has sage and other herbs, so if I contact her, I'll still be able to get it. Not everybody will be able to get it for, you know, the price of $3.99 or what we say, Hustle Exchange, but I will be able to get that, and if you want to contact her and find out her prices, you could definitely contact her again at sibylgaia@gmail.com, or you can get in contact with me at oreoasis@gmail.com, and I will give you her contact information so you can find out her prices. But, yeah, that's how I got the hook up, so shut the hell up and stop hating.
Okay, anyway, moving right along here. All right, while we're still talking about Oreoasis, make sure everyone knows where they can reach you. Tell them who you are, what you do, and did this reading. So go ahead, put it out there, and how they can really get in contact with you. I know you gave out the email address and everything, but give it again so that people
can. Alrighty then.
They can
get in contact with me at oriosoasis.com, which is oriosoasis.com for all your spiritual needs. That's for your astrological readings, for your spiritual channelings, and also your oracle readings. And keep in mind that my astrological readings are not the same that you get. I break it down in 3 different categories, which is your relationships, your personality, and your finances, so that you can understand the energy that you're working with and how it can work for you, not just an overall brief of the energy that it is, and you're just confused, okay, now I know what it is and what I'm supposed to do with this. No, I don't do that. I give you practical information of how you can use it for you. If you want to get my children's books, which help, is geared more so for preschool age, but I found that a lot of adults love it too. And those are sold to get you into spirituality for those who are just tapping into it and don't really understand. It's just helping you get your foothold in it and get your children into it. For those who trust you to teach your children too, I have 3 books out right now on Amazon. Just go on Amazon.com and look under the author Oreoasis, ORI OASIS.com. Also, for all social media, I don't know why I said it like that. I just thought it would be cute. The nails sound stupid after I said it. But anyway, for all social media, if you want to get in contact with me, look me up under Oreoasis, ORIOASIS. And, yeah, that's about it. Of course, you can find me here once a month on Conversations for Seeking Empowerment on Sundays, once a month, Sundays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central, and I think it's 7:30 Pacific. for our show, Seeking Empowerment, where I probably be talking more trash as the show goes on. Yes, yes, I will.
Oh, just something to look forward to, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah.
Great. Well, again, if you're tuning in and you're on the website, you're welcome to follow me at any point in time. Common Sense Conversations normally airs on Monday nights, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. Pacific. You're welcome to be a part of the conversation. If you have any comments or questions, you're welcome to email me. You can email me at commonsenseconvo@gmail.com. Again, commonsenseconvo, one word, @gmail.com. You can also find the fan page for Common Sense Conversations on Facebook. Once you get on Facebook, just type in Common Sense Conversations, and you will find the logo and just join and be a part of that. You can also find Seeking Empowerment on Facebook. It has its own fan page.
Yeah.
Just type Seeking Empowerment, and once you find the Eye of Horus, you can log in. Even though it does not like the Eye of Horus, we will be all right. So until we change things, so we should have a contest for people. You have a month to come up with a song, that an intro song for us, and a logo for Seeking Empowerment that works. I don't know what we're going to give away, but it has to be something decent for the person or individuals who come up with something that we like.
Well, obviously, the logo and the intro will be exposure for them. Durr, that's enough.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, if you want to come up with a logo or an intro for us, hey, let's go get it. And obviously, it would be exposure for us. We would obviously say, and we'd be grateful to say who created it for us. It's not a problem. But, you know, be professional. That's all I'm going to say. Be professional about it. We know how some people are, so be professional about it, because if not, I can't say speak for Eric, but I will clown the mess out of you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
and I will leave all of that to be you.
Yes, and also, you know, if you want to do it and, you know, we decide to pick your creation, your baby, your creation, you can also get a free reading from Eric. Yes, I'm going to put him out there because he does readings and don't want to talk about it. So you can get a free reading from Eric, and he'll give you a reading for your creation if we decide to pick your creation for the show.
What? I'm like, what?
Yeah, do you out there? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Wow. Anyway, if you hit me up on the right night, you might get it free anyway. It doesn't matter.
See, anyway.
That's
you're supposed to keep that to yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. But she's throwing me out there anyway. Anyway. Oh, man. What was I? We got about 2 minutes left.
Sounds like my French fries.
Anyway. And again, if you have any topics or guest suggestions for the show, again, you can email us at commonsenseconvo@gmail.com. You can also find, actually, I need to create something for Seeking Empowerment on Google Plus. So we'll work on that. But as the show goes, you'll see a lot more. But you're welcome to send in topic suggestions and guest suggestions for us as we grow the show. And again, we appreciate all that you are and all that you do and being a part of tonight's show. So that's our time for the night. Thank you for listening. And for those of you who are sitting in the chat room, hanging out, playing, offering me a coffee, thank you. Thank you. Maybe we'll get on coffee next time. If not, you know, who knows what will happen. But thank you again, Simple Gaia, for calling in and blessing us with your comments and your praises. And hopefully we'll see you next month, and we will go from there. So, if that's it, is that it? Until the next time, Bea?
Good night.
She said good night. That's it. Yes, until the next time, I wish you abundant love, light, prosperity, Father, peace, and enlightenment in all your endeavors. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.